the Ministry of Finance says it cannot trace the agreement between the Ministry and African Automobile Limited, AAL, which prompted the supply of vehicles by the company to some state institutions. The director in charge of external resource mobilization bilateral at the Ministry, Kwejo Ewuapiasa, could only provide a letter from the Attorney General's Department instructing the Ministry to pay monies awarded to AAL as judgment debt. When he appeared before the Judgment Debt Commission yesterday, we bring you Ernest Obienim's report.
Representatives of the Ministry of Science, Environment, Technology and Innovation and the Department of Urban Roads also appeared before the Commission in respect of vehicles supplied to some state institutions by African Automobile Limited in 1995. The director in charge of external resource mobilization bilateral at the Ministry of Finance, Kwejo Ewuapiasa, also provided another letter instructing the ministry to pay over 16 million Ghana cedis to AAL, but could not tell whether the money has been paid. The chief director of the Ministry of Science, Environment, Technology and Innovation, Sylvester Anemana, could not provide any document on the vehicle supplied by AAL in 1995. He said the ministry was dissolved in 2005 and re-established in 2009, but there is no record on the case. The deputy director in charge of finance and administration at the Department of Urban Roads, Philip Latte, pleaded for more time to search for documents on the supply of vehicles by AAL. The commissioner, Justice Yawapel, was surprised how the Ministry of Finance paid monies to AAL on the instruction of the AG's department without cross-checking from the institution on whose behalf it was paying the money.
Ernest Obienim filed that report.